You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the weather is shaping up quite nicely for this weekend. It has had a bit of a warmer start to the week, and maybe that gets things feeling nice out in the ocean for the fish and gets them moving. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. Leon, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good, thank you, Jordan. Very good. And you know what's making me more happy?
What's that?
That this warm weather's starting to come around. It means the start of a new season with fishing, but some of my guys have been feeding back some great information from, like, Port Broughton. I heard that just south of the Port Broughton River, the King George Whiting around the 47, 48 centimetres. So I don't know who's let out my spot up there, but that probably seemed to be working pretty well. As you come around, Woods Point is always going to produce, but we've got to go a bit deeper as the weather gets warmer. So go a bit deeper so you can get that cold water. You should be going pretty well for probably a month or two yet for King George Whiting. Eastern Shoals, slow work, but is progressively, you know, 32, 34 centimetre King George. Blue swimmer crabs in that deep passage like we were talking around Checker Boy. So there's plenty of those to have. The new season tastes that much better. And we still haven't even bothered to look at the yellowfin whiting yet, but they'll be starting to come around at a lot of the sandbars as we see at the front of Port Davis, and also around 3rd, 4th Creek. So things are happening. Last, it seems like our whiting season's just holding on, which is fantastic. This weekend should prove reasonably right. The weather's cooling a bit, but we'll still get another run at King George Whiting. So how good is that?
And I guess we're expecting a bit more sunlight this weekend. And like you said, we've had a warmer week. So I guess, like you said, yeah, the season really is changing.
It is changing. We're looking forward to tides getting to a different zone, and yeah, and all of a sudden we'll be fishing at night time after work, standing in our knees to up to our knees in water catching yellowfin whiting, and that's the best time of the year.
No worries. Well, Leon, we'll just leave it there. But thank you so much for chatting.
Thank you.
That's Leon with Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. The weekend is just around the corner, and the weather is looking a lot nicer than it has been, and that could be a good opportunity to go out fishing. I'm joined by Kevin from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. Kev, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks. What are we expecting for fishing situations this weekend?
Okay, right. We'll start off down at Wallaroo there. The jetty down there is still on fire for your blue crabs, along with some squid as well. Now, the rocks at Point Riley have got some salmon right off the point down there, along with some tommies and gar all, and some squid all the way through to Tikra pretty well. Out in the boats, it's a good chance to get out and try for some whiting around the boiler ground down at Wallaroo, and also there's a whole heap of salmon holding at Bird Island Reef for guys that want to chase a few of them and put in the smoker. Moona Bay and Port Hughes jetties have got good numbers of squid and big tommies and a few garfish down there. The crabs are starting to slowly improve on the jetty as well down there. We had a guy during the week that got quite a few off the jetty. Out in the boats, King George Whiting have been really good south of the Cape all the way through to Balgowan. So while the weather's good, get down around there. There's garfish and snook out around Tipper Light. And there's also squid coming from most of the inshore grounds down Moona, Port Hughes. But the standout jag they've been using is the new Yamashita Neo Brights and the Shimano Flash Boost. They are really doing the job nailing the squid. So chance to get in there and get a new squid jag and go down and catch some.
Well, that sounds like a fun weekend. Kevin, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
That's Kevin from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.